Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Amen, amen, amen. You better go get your blessing. Praise God on the night. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in. This is the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit. I am your host, Elder Andre. We want to welcome y'all tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. And once again, this is the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit. We thank all of y'all for calling in, all of y'all for tuning in on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just lead us and guide us on tonight. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your revelation knowledge be shared with us on tonight. Our hearts are open. Our minds are open to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up. You said in your word that if we lift you up, you would draw all of us up to you. And Lord, we lift you up on today. You are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Once again, if you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, this is the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. If you're out on YouTube, make sure you call in. Praise God. Be a part of the service. Put your testimony. Hallelujah. All your prayer requests on the throne of grace with us on tonight. And we are about to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we open up with a scripture. I'm opening up with Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Amen. Reading out of the New Living Translation. It reads, shout with joy, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Hallelujah. Verse number 2. Hallelujah says, worship the Lord with gladness. Praise God. The King James says, serve the Lord. Hallelujah with gladness. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Either when you worship the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. You are serving God. When you are living out what God wants you to do, hallelujah, amen. That is a form of worship. When you are living out, hallelujah, amen, the destiny that God put on your life, when you are actually walking out the steps he laid according for you, hallelujah, amen, you are worshiping God. Serving God is worshiping God. We're not just talking about you in the choir stand, hallelujah, you on the usher board, or you on the deacon board, or you a mother in the church, hallelujah, praise God. We're talking about outside the church. Hallelujah. How are you serving God in your everyday life? Praise God. Hallelujah. The way, hallelujah, praise God, you worship God in your everyday life is how you live. Remember, the Bible said, hallelujah, the time has come and it is here where God seeks a worshiper who worships him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Anybody can worship him on the line. Anybody can worship him in church on Sunday morning. Praise God. The spirit is moving. The church, the music is playing. Everybody jumping around and screaming and hollering. Hallelujah. Amen. It's easy to get, when you go to the club, when you're in a bad mood, it's easy to get cheered up real quick when you walk in the club. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody dancing, the music playing. Hallelujah. Drinks going around. But when you leave the club, you still got that same problem you had before you went to the club. We treat the church the same way. That ain't nothing but our new club. We go there. We party every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Then we leave, hallelujah, the church in the same condition we was in when we came. Yeah, we was worshiping him when the spirit is moving. But the truth is, the truth is when we leave the church, hallelujah, amen, you can't nobody tell you a child of God. I wouldn't know you went to church unless I went to church with you. Hallelujah, praise God. Because you are to worship the Lord with glad. Some of us not glad, hallelujah, to worship the Lord 24/7, say, days a week. Hallelujah, amen. Some of us want to put restrictions on God. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't like this part of the law, so I ain't going to do this. Hallelujah, I don't like that part of the law, so I ain't going to do it. I do everything else. Hallelujah, but I don't like that, praise God. And when I do it, when I'm forced to do it, I don't like doing it. Hallelujah, praise God. When you serve the Lord in whatever capacity you serve him, you should be glad to do it. It should come from the heart. Hallelujah, praise God. First of all, you can never pay God back. You can never pay Jesus back for what he did for us on the cross. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But at least you can show some effort. Hallelujah, to show some kind of appreciation for what God has did. We shouldn't have to get on the line and try to coerce you into being happy to serve the Lord. We shouldn't have to be able have to coerce you and try to bribe you with the blessings of God to get you to be glad to serve God. Hallelujah. You should just be glad to do it because of who he is, because of what he's done. Hallelujah. Praise God. He done brought you from a mighty long way. That should be enough right there. You should be glad. Hallelujah. Well, I almost died. That's the point. You almost. Lord, have mercy. You almost died. Hallelujah. But God saved you. That should be why you're praising him. You don't praise him because of what, you don't get mad at God because of what almost happened. Hallelujah. You praise God because you praise him because it almost happened. You don't get mad because it almost happened. You praise him because it almost happened, because it could have happened. Hallelujah. It should have happened. The most likely scenario is that it should have happened. I shouldn't be here. Hallelujah. We should be dead and gone. Hallelujah. You should have caught the AIDS. You should have caught that bullet. That car accident should have killed you. So you shouldn't be here right now. And you want to get mad because it almost happened. But you should be glad because it almost happened, because it didn't. Hallelujah. Because he spared you. Hallelujah. You sitting there will wonder, why me, Lord? Why did you save me? Why did you spare me? Because he got a destiny on your life. It's something for him to do. You should be glad, whatever capacity he called you to serve. Hallelujah. If he called you just to have a smile on your face. Hallelujah. If he called you just to be able to walk up to somebody and give them encouraging word. Hallelujah. If he called you, amen, just for you to hold your temper and hold your peace when somebody going off on you. That's serving God. Hallelujah. Resisting temptation. That's serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving when it needs to be given. That's serving God. Hallelujah. In whatever capacity you serve him, you should be glad. Hallelujah. So when you come before the throne of grace, bring the attitude of gratitude. Bring the attitude of gratefulness. Hallelujah. Be grateful in your life for whatever God has done. Hallelujah. Amen. Because somebody on your best day, on your worst day. Hallelujah. Right now, somebody's saying, this is my worst day. Hallelujah. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. I ain't got but $20 in my pocket. This is my worst day. Hallelujah. But the Lord wants you to know, but this may be your worst day. But don't you know somebody would kill to be in the position that you in right now? As bad as you complaining. Watch this. As bad as you complaining, as bad as you murmuring, as bad as you saying, Lord, please deliver me from this situation. Lord, I can't take it. Don't you know somebody else wish they had your problems? Somebody wished they was in your situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You should be grateful. Hallelujah. For the situation God got you in. Praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. You should be grateful for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you should be glad to serve him, because he served you first. Hallelujah. He served you by dying on that cross. He served you by shedding his blood. He served you by getting beat. He served you by being humiliated. Hallelujah. He served you. And now it's your turn to serve him. And you should be glad to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The phone lines are open at this time. If you have a testimony or prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Feel free. The phone lines are open.
Apostle Eldon A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord, everyone.
You know that within me blesses you.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I will bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless
his
soul.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. First of
yes,
all,
Lord. Hallelujah.
God, who's my Savior, Lord, and Jesus Christ. I thank God, hallelujah, that one day I was lost. Hallelujah, and he died upon that cross. Hallelujah,
yeah.
And he gave me another chance and another opportunity to get it right. I can't thank God enough for what he's doing for me now, not even now. Just like Pastor Andre said, he don't owe us nothing. We owe him. So everybody should thank God, because he gave us another chance and another opportunity to get it right. He woke us up this morning. He gave us life. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, but he gave us another opportunity to get it right. He gave us an opportunity to serve him with spirit and truth. I thank God for what he has to me. I thank God he gave me another chance for life. I thank God, hallelujah, because
yeah.
he said, "But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I ain't got no reason to be mad. He brought me this morning. He brought me. He brought me out of dark into this marvelous light. And I'm going to brag about God. Because what a mighty God we serve. I want you all to continue to pray for me. Pray for our men and women around the globe. Pray for people around the globe. That God will put a hook in their jaw and draw them to him. Because he said if we would lift man's unto him, he would draw them unto himself. So what a mighty God we serve. Pray my strength in the Lord. Bless you, men of God and women. And I pray for you, and you keep praying for me and my family. Amen.
Amen, amen, Mother. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Thank God for Brian, thank God for my family, my friends, my loved ones. Thank God for Brother Ella Corey, Brother Andre, Mother Percy, Mother Sister Crystal, everybody on the line tonight. Thank God we're alive and well. Thank God for one more day, one more Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen,
brother. We thank God for that testimony. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bobby in the building. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah.
Glad to be here.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Well, we thank God for everybody that's called in thus far. Everybody who has tuned in, praise God. We will be opening up the line again following the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God for testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. In case you did not get a chance to put your testimony on, hallelujah, the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Right now we're going to go, hallelujah, amen, to the throne of grace, praise God. And then I'm going to introduce the man of God. We're going to play a selection, and immediately following the selection, the next voice that you will hear will be the voice, hallelujah, of the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together and be in your presence on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit feed into our spirits on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us your holy and enlightened revelation on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to pour into our souls, Lord. Lord, touch the man of God as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head. Hallelujah. To the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips of clay to speak nothing but your holy word on tonight. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On tonight.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Therefore, we magnify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are about
hallelujah.
To go. We are going to play a selection, praise God, immediately following the selection. The next voice you will hear will be the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house. Hallelujah. Immediately following this selection,
hallelujah,
you will be in the hands of the apostle, hallelujah, Eldon A. Curry. Praise the Lord on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Yes, Lord.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out
Come on, give God a praise, everybody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Give me you.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, everybody, and give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody right now,
hallelujah.
Give him a praise right now. Bless his name. He is
hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. How many know that everything else can wait when you're in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. How many of you know that nothing else matters?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
We praise God on tonight. We thank him on tonight. Amen. He is worthy of so much praise, worthy of so much honor. Come on, somebody, give him some more praise and glory. Hallelujah. He is
hallelujah.
To be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to lift him up
you.
Tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Dear God, hallelujah. I mean, you know that when we get more of him, that we have less of ourselves, amen, hallelujah. I mean, you know that we can never get too much of him. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
You know, some things, you know, you get too much of it, it ain't good for you. But how many know that when you get more of him, amen, that's never too much, amen. And he's always a blessing to our heart, to our soul, to our spirit. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him high glory to God. Amen. We thank him for freedom. We thank
amen.
Him for independence. I mean, you know, there ain't no freedom without him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he don't set you free, you can't be free. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Who the Son set free is free indeed.
Freedom.
Somebody
hallelujah.
Praise him for freedom. Somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to God. Ain't you glad he paid for our freedom? Ain't you glad
amen.
That because he set us free, that no man can bind us up, because he set us free. Hallelujah. We are free indeed. Somebody give him another praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jando.
Hey, God. I just want you to think about how bound you were before he came and set you free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I believe it. Somebody said, if Yahshua set me free, then why should I be bound? Come on here, somebody. If he set me free, glory to God, why should I be bound, glory to God? Now, see, when he come to set us free, then we are bound by what? Choice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, you don't have to be bound. You bound because you want to be. But if you don't want to be bound, then you can be free. Somebody said, neighbor, it's time to be free. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor, it's time to be free.
Amen. Come on and give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. People talk about independence, but you don't know what independence is until he comes in your life, glory to God.
Yes,
and he sets
hallelujah.
You free from everything that had you bound, from everything, glory to God, that wanted to keep you in shackles, glory to God. God is saying, no, amen. It's my will for you to be free. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Apostle.
Amen. I come to bless his name tonight. I come to praise him tonight. But I
yes.
want to take a different approach tonight, because there are some things in the Holy Ghost that I want to share with y'all tonight. It's going to cause you to think. Amen. You might not be shouting all over the place tonight, but if you do, that's all right, too, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. So I want
yes.
you to take your liberty in the Holy Ghost. But by all means, hear what the Lord is saying to us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Because this don't shake a lot of religious folk up tonight. I just got that feeling in my Holy Ghost spirit. It's going to shake some religious folks up tonight, glory. Some traditional folks up tonight, glory to God. They might not be able to handle this kind of meat, but it need to be.
Preach,
if he's going to tell the truth, then let's tell the
whole
truth. Come on here, somebody.
Tell the apostle.
See, how I was raised And how my mama taught me, she said a half truth is a whole lie. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
So if you tell it a half truth, then you telling a whole lie. Because you left some stuff out that you should have put in. I'm going to leave that alone, glory to God. Hallelujah. But come on with me over here to John. Very familiar passage of scripture. We've heard it and regurgitated and ate it again and then regurgitated and had it for lunch and dinner. We done heard this scripture so many times before. But I want to use it tonight as a foundational scripture. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes,
y'all sir. Y'all to give the Lord a shout.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
I need to know who's riding with me tonight. We're going to be riding through, and we might do some Holy Ghost drive-bys tonight on some religious devils and some traditional devils and any devil in between. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's
right,
shotgun.
That's what I'm talking about, Mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
She says she rides shotgun.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're just going to cover 31 and 32, then we're going to be about here. Amen. Then we're going to go into some stuff tonight. Everybody there. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, we might go a little deeper, glory to God, depending on how the Holy Ghost take us tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all ready?
Amen.
Amen. Tonight. Can everybody hear me okay? Amen. Am I coming through all right tonight to everybody?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Tonight. John chapter 8. Verses, I'll begin with verse 31. Let us have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight. Father, I pray that you will open the eyes and the ears and the heart of your people tonight, God. Lord, let us hear truth like we never heard it. Let us begin to embrace truth like we never embraced it. Lord, I pray for truth tonight. I pray that the truth will have his way tonight, Lord. I pray that truth will be received. Truth will be accepted. God of our thunder, deliver us from a lie. Deliver us from every deception of a lie. Deliver us from the spirit of a lie, God. Hallelujah. And let us no more be deceived by anyone or anything. God, we thank you tonight because you are the truth. You said, I am the truth. Hallelujah. The way and the life. So we give you praise tonight, God. For who you are.
Yes,
God. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight. For real truth.
Yes, God.
Truth that will shake us. Truth that will awake us. Truth that will cause us to walk in a new identity. We give you praise and we give you glory tonight. Expose the devil tonight, God. Hallelujah. And Lord, rebuke him, Abba, Sando, out of all the affairs of the saints. Let him get served, God, like he never got served before by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. And we give you glory in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Come on and give him a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I feel the anointing of God. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, and the word of the Lord reads. It says, to the Jews who had believed him, Yahshua said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. I'm going to let this marinate for a minute. Verse 32, then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to use for a topic tonight. It's going to be hot tonight. I already feel it in the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a hot topic tonight. The real truth about Independence Day.
Come on.
Or is it really the devil's day covered up? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, Apostle.
I don't know if you heard me tonight. The real truth about Independence Day, or is it the devil's day covered up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I just want to touch on a little bit of this tonight, depending on how the Holy Ghost take me, how deep we'll go into it. But I want to cover the truth part. Because Yahshua was saying to the Jews, because he had the Pharisees that were trying to mess with him in the text. These are to the Jews who were really here. He said to the Jews who had believed him. Yahshua said, if you hold to my teaching, that word hold means that if you do my teaching, if you walk in what I'm telling you, not just know it, but walk in it. Come on. Because he had other disciples too that was saying that they represented him, but they weren't walking in it. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Prime example is the Pharisees, hallelujah. They were trying to mess with him in the text. Amen. They knew the word. They knew the truth, but they weren't walking in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on,
hallelujah. See, a lot of times we know the truth, but do the truth know us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We say, oh, I know the truth, but do the truth know you? Come on here, somebody. Because it can only know you when you become a doer of the truth. Okay, I'm leave that alone. When you become a doer of the truth, then the truth can say, I know you because you do me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he was saying, if you do my teaching, then I'm teaching you, then you can say you know the truth. In other words, you have had an intimate encounter with the truth. You don't just know it from head knowledge, but you know it from heart knowledge. You know it from spirit knowledge. You know it because that's what you do. And you shall know the truth. And the truth, see, what you do will what set you free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of times we say, well, I know it. But if you know it, why ain't you walking in it? It ain't truth to you. Until you do it, you can know it. But if you don't act on what you know, then it's just like you don't know what you know. Come on here, somebody. It's going to be, amen. Are y'all still riding with me or not?
Amen.
We got that time out. We know. Oh, I know that. But if you know it, why ain't you doing it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't know something, didn't have it sitting up there like a decoration. No, you walk in that thing. You embrace that. Why? Because that's Yahshua's love. Come on here, somebody. He says, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. So we show him we love him by keeping his commandments. But I just want to put that on to marinate. Now, let's go back to this independent thing. Let's touch this independent thing right here.
Oh.
I ain't finna tell nobody happy Independence Day unless you're in the Holy Ghost and you free from sin. Hallelujah. You free
Hallelujah.
From the devil's playground. You free, hallelujah, from the devil's grip. Then I say Independence Day to you. Hallelujah. I give all shouts out to you. If you can say I'm free in my spirit, I'm free in my mind, I'm free in my soul, and I refuse to let another devil or demon buy me back up again. No, I ain't going back. I'm going forward, hallelujah. Then I'll salute you in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How many soldiers I got riding with me tonight that will say, yes, Apostle, that to me. Hallelujah. That's
hallelujah.
Me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm independent. Tell somebody I'm independent. Hallelujah.
I'm independent
in God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm independent because God made me independent. He set me free. Yeah. And then he told me to stay free. Come on. He said, now after I set you free, stay free. Hallelujah.
Free.
So tell somebody, say, I got to stay free because I've been commanded by the Holy Spirit to stay free. Hallelujah.
I'm going to stay free.
So something commanded by the Holy Spirit to stay free.
How many know that if anything comes to mess with your freedom, you got to fight to keep your freedom?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
You don't let nothing or nobody come and take nothing from you. No, 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 no. It ain't going down like that. Amen. If you want to come and take something, then, you know, you're going to have problems. Amen. Number one, you're going to have problems out of my father. Number two, you're going to have problems out of his son. Number three, you're going to have problems out of the Holy Ghost. Number three, you're going to have problems out of the word. And then you're going to have problems out of the blood. Then you have problems about the angels. Amen. See, all this you got to think about before you come tap it over here, amen, to mess with my freedom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a whole lot that's been purchased. Oh, somebody be shout right there. Amen. See, the enemy say he just coming to mess with you, but no, he don't understand. You a package deal. Now, see, if you mess with me, amen, I'm a package deal. See, my father, amen, his son, and the Holy Ghost, and the word, and the angels, and the blood, amen, all that come with me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, back in the country, amen, if you fought one, you had to fight the whole family. Glory to God. You didn't just fight one. Amen. When you fight one, you'll see the whole clan come out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
And see, that's how it should be. In the body. That's how it should be in the kingdom of God. Amen. We shouldn't let no one of us go down. No, no. If you mess with one, glory to God, we coming. Amen. We coming for that one. Come on. We like Yahshua. We lead the 99. Come for the one.
Amen.
Why? Because it ain't complete without everybody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But now back to this independent day. The July 4th, 1776. What do that really represent? What do that really stand for? Well,
wasn't that when they had that war?
Yeah, daughter. But listen to what the Lord's about to enlighten you on. What they're not telling us. Yeah, it's supposed to represent independence when America got free from Great Britain. There's a lot of things she ain't telling you in between there. See, that Declaration of Independence that was made by the 13 colonies actually represent the 13 Illuminati families that run the United States.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. And the chief family that run it is called the Rothschild. So everything that go down, don't go down without his permission. When we read about the enemy being the god of this world, man, he the god that is being reflected upon.
Amen.
Now, the independence that was gotten because she got tired of being a slave. How many know that we wasn't the first slaves that were brought here?
Amen.
Can y'all hear me with clarity tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Why is it when history is talked about, the only history that you want us to know, which is not history? See, history has to do with the archaeological ancestral lineage of where you came from.
Amen.
If you can't break down my ancestors to me, then you're not giving me history.
Amen.
Because every history has a lineage.
Amen.
slavery is not a history to a people. You going into another country and putting that people in chains and whipping them and making them accept your slave name for them does not constitute history for them.
Amen.
That's what you did to us. But you want to make that the history of us. No, that's two separate things. And we got to get his story out of our spirit, out of our mind. We got his story in our spirit too much. We need to stop focusing on his story and focus on our story. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, on the first Independence Day, how many know that our ancestors were still slaves?
Amen. Still slaves.
So they didn't see no independence. The only reason why they celebrated the day in the first place, because it was a day they didn't have to work in the cotton field. Come on here, somebody. That's why they were celebrating. They was happy,
Amen.
And they didn't have to work. Wow, finally a break.
Wow.
I ain't got to go out there and pick no cotton. I ain't got to go out there and hear mouth to mouth today. I ain't got to go out there and hear no whips today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why they celebrated. Oh, I get to get a good meal today. Hallelujah. And I ain't got to work for it. So we need to... That's why we got to understand scripture. When the scripture say if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. That was a scripture put in to keep our ancestors working. Because any slave that didn't work didn't get a chance to eat for that whole day.
Wow.
That's why the Bible said rightly dividing the word of truth. When you go back to Genesis, it wasn't even God's will for us to work.
Come on.
All Adam had to do was dress the garden, guard it, keep it, make sure everything stayed intact. You ain't got to do nothing. Everything was brought to him. Had to worry about nothing. All that got messed up through sin. When he disobeyed God, then he had to work by the sweat of his brow. Go back to the book. Still in the book. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Still in the book.
Now, this Independence Day, and we out there, amen, talking about happy 4th of July, the July. We need to stop right there and say, okay, the 4th of July, what they lying about? July. Why is the Jew lying? And what kind of Jew is this that's lying to me? The Bible said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see if it be of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
On the pastor. Tell the truth.
We need to stop believing everything that come across the plate.
That's right. Why,
listen, child of God, that's why they didn't want our ancestors to read or write. That's why they try to keep us right now out of books. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't got to read nothing. The devil is a lie. Let me tell you something, child of God, I done read everything they didn't want me to read. Let me tell you something. I don't just read the Bible. I read other books too, glory to God. But in all of it, I keep God in his rightful place, which is first. He's first at all times, glory to God. And the Bible is the book of God's word. But also, when we read other things, it brings other things to light. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of us that got brainwashed through church. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody ain't going to like me right now today.
Come on, Pastor Kelly.
And we got to put this thing, religion, in its proper place.
We're
talking about church is the answer. If church was the answer, we'd be delivered by now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
church that made us more competitive. We try to out-sing each other, out-preach each other, out-teach each other. When we start competing, we're no longer on the same team. God never called us to compete. He said if he be lifted up, how many know we take everybody to lift God up on this somebody?
Amen.
One person can't do it all. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we haven't learned unity because it was never instituted to give us unity. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that if something was designed to put you in captivity, it can't set you free?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Guess what was the name of the ship that came and got our ancestors from their motherland? Guess what it was called?
The good ship Jesus.
Yeah, the good ship Jesus. How is the ship going to be good if it's coming to deliver us from our homeland and put us in captivity? The devil is a lie. Look what they done did through Christianity. Hallelujah.
Amen. They switched everything.
They twist it. That's why you got to use everything that the devil has against it. You got to flip it to get the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
If he say go to the left, switch that to the right, because everything he tells us is a lie. Yahshua said in John chapter 8, he said, you are the father of lies. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the lie comes to keep you from hearing the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me say some things since I'm already out here in the water, but I know God's out here with me. Let me tell you something. The reason why America can't be blessed is because she won't do us right. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You got blood on your hands that you haven't repented for, America. When are you going to repent to us?
Amen.
When are you going to stop lying to yourself and lying to us? Independence Day never came for us. But you gave us June 10th, June the 19th. Listen, wait. Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
Let me share something with y'all, beloved. Anytime your enemy give you something, don't take it. Let me say that again. Anytime your enemy come give you something, don't take it. Why? Because they have the power to take it back.
Amen. They have a turn of motive.
Yeah. But they have the power to take it back. Why? Because you didn't fight for it. See, if you don't fight for it, you can't claim it as yours.
Mm-mm-mm.
If I give you something, when I get mad at you, I can take it back, can't I?
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because you didn't have anything to do with what I gave you. It's considered what? A gift.
A gift. Amen.
How many of you familiar with Roots, about the part when Kunta Kinte, when they first brought him off the ship, and he wasn't ready to let go of his identity yet of who he was and is, and they tried to put the slave name on him, but he wouldn't accept it.
Yeah, they tried the name on Toby.
Yeah,
he wouldn't agree to it.
And then they took the whip and they tied him to a tree. But the thing that I look at the most is that it wasn't them that whipped him. It was one of us that whipped him.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he was up. See, what I'm thinking in my mind, y'all, but this just me. Pray for me. Pray for me, y'all. Now, my mindset was this. Why do you take that whip and use it on the master instead of using it on your brother? I would have took the whip when he told me. I would have
Amen. Hallelujah.
I wouldn't let him fail what it was like to catch a whip. Come on here, somebody. See, that's why I wasn't born during that time. But see, I wouldn't have cooperated.
We be there.
Amen. See, God let me be born during this time because he saw the potential in what I could do in this hour. Come on here, somebody. But the thing is, he wasn't willing to accept that name. But y'all didn't listen good to what he said in the script. He said, the master has given you a good name. When the master gives you something, you should take it. He's giving you a name. Take this name, or else I'll beat you to death.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that sometimes something that's free ain't always good? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
This here 4th of July has been nothing but a whole lie to us. We ain't no more freer now than we was then. Matter of fact, we may be a little more in bondage now than we was then. Why? Because they done put it in our system. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. First, the virus was just in our mind, but now they done put it in our spirit through the vaccine. Then we still thinking that everything is good, and God said, no, it's not good. But you got to let me reveal this thing to you. And then they kept lying to us about everything, and now, you know, we got, they got so deep into it that we don't know a lie from the truth.
Amen.
And the truth is, what are we celebrating? Let me help you and take you a little more deeper. July 4th, every year this time, is the birthday of the Illuminati. The Illuminati, how many of you have heard that name before?
Amen.
Amen.
If you have not heard the name Illuminati, it means the illuminated one. What do they know that we don't know? Well, what they know is the truth about who we are. What they know is the truth about Kemet. What they know is that we are God's original people.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
But they tell us that we are Gentiles. They tell us that we dumb and ignorant. Now, how can we be dumb and ignorant when it was our ancestors that taught you how to read and write? You was in a cave. You was on all fours when we came and showed you how to stand up and walk. How? Your whole educational system is the study of Kemet, which means land of the jet black, which is the original name for Egypt, which means land of the mixed blacks. And how you were able to go in there and take over Kemet was because you went in there and raided her, and you killed the kings, and you raped the queens, and that's how the Hebrews and the Arabs came about. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
America came about through Amerigo Vespucius, which is an Italian soldier that came and named America after himself after he conquered her. Because, you know, every time a soldier would come and conquer any country, then the ultimate honor is for that country to be named after him.
Amen.
So actually, this is Latino land. To get technical, but it was our land first before it was anybody's. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that wasn't a place on this planet, on this green earth, that you couldn't find one of us there first? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know? And if you come in my backyard, come on, I discovered your backyard. How many know that you're going to have problems? Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Because you can't come occupy a place if somebody is already there. So don't believe Christopher Columbus discovered America because he didn't. You can't discover something if somebody is already there. Glory to God.
Amen.
But how many know that if you got enough wealth and you got enough power, you can write his story however you want to? Come on here, somebody. That's why you got to stop listening to his story and find out the truth about our story. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Independence for who? Because how many of you know that every time we celebrate, that we give praise to the devil?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I know I ain't going to have no likers today.
Amen.
I want to talk to us. Let us stop all of this shucking and jiving, faking and shaking.
Come on.
Skinning and grinning like everything ain't all right.
That's right. Amen.
We done let our enemy take advantage of us too long. Too long. We got to stop being gullible.
Amen.
All we want is a few gold chains, a few diamond rings. No, I don't want that. I want the gold, the oil, and the diamonds that we are entitled to. I want what God wants us to have. Come on here, somebody. Everybody
Amen.
Get a
compensation
for us. Come on here, somebody. Everybody get a piece of the pie, and we got to sit back and watch everybody eat it. The devil is a liar. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, here's the heartbreaking part. We step back and watch the people eat the pie, and the pie belong to us. Come on here, somebody. We have to step back and watch you eat what belong to us.
Tell the truth.
Amen.
God is saying, you ain't got to step back and watch me. Go take your pie.
Amen.
Amen.
What did Yahshua say to the Syrophoenician woman? He said, it ain't right for me to give you what belongs to the children. I can't give you the children's bread. That belongs to them. Let me tell you something, child of God. I want y'all to just flow with the Holy Ghost for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua was racist.
Lord have mercy.
Let me say it again. Yahshua was racist. Why you say that, Apostle?
Why you say that?
The word racist means one who loves his race. He loved his race. He said, I only come for what? The lost tribe of Israel. I only come for them. I didn't come for nobody else. Do that sound like somebody that loved their race to you?
Amen.
He said to the Jews first, then to the Gentiles. That sounds somebody that loved their race to you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He loved his race. I can't give that to the dogs. This is children's bread. I feed my own first before I feed anybody else. Does that sound like somebody that loves their race to you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm. See, we done got here in this Babylon, and it done taught us to be divided. We still got the Willie Lynch spirit in us. Why? Because it's in his children. Come on.
Lord have mercy.
They might not want to play this one. The real 4th of July. When you going to stop lying to them? When you going to tell us the truth about who we are and about who you are? Come on here, somebody. And we need to stop this madness, this foolishness about, come on, let's go have a picnic. Come on, go, let's have a what? You need to understand what that word means. On the 4th of July, they would come together and gather, and they would draw straws, and who had to short and straw about who would go pick what nigga to go hang on that. Okay, let me leave that alone.
Pick a nigga.
Picnics are not for us. They are for the Europeans. So when they say picnic, you know what they talk about. They talk about going to see what kind of devilish act they can do against one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Then
we want
to try to follow behind. Oh, that looks so beautiful. You don't know the ritual behind it. You ain't looked the word up.
Picnic.
We ain't going to never have a picnic. Because we ain't picking now one of us.
Amen.
To be offered up to the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And stop calling yourself an African-American.
Hallelujah.
How you going to be African and American at the same time when African is your motherland of who you are as a black person and American means anti-black?
Yes.
How can you be pro-black and anti-black at the same time? That cancel each other out. And another thing while I'm out here in the water, but the Lord is with me. Why is it that when I run across an African-American that you are most negative towards your own kind? What's up with that? Amen. Have you forgotten who you are?
Amen.
Come on, Apostle. Tell the like it is.
Being black on the outside don't make you black on the inside.
Come on now.
Amen.
We want to see who y'all on the inside, not who y'all on the outside. Because sometimes
on
the outside and inside don't match. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Especially if you call yourself what they call you, an African-American. Oh, yeah, they let them in the door. Why? Because they program. We ain't got to worry about it. Rub their little head. Amen. Tell them what we want them to do. And they fall right in line.
Amen.
We got to stop wanting to fall in line. Because how many know that if you fall in line, it's still going to be good enough? They're still going to find something wrong.
Yeah.
And when we going to stop fighting each other and realize that we got the same enemy?
Come on.
Amen.
Whether you dark skin or light skin, we still got the same enemy.
Same
enemy. Amen.
Whether we are male or female, we still got the same enemy. Whether we old or young, we still got the same enemy. Whether we from the north, south, east, or the west, we still got the same enemy. Come on here, somebody, and give
Hallelujah.
God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This Independence Day, I want you to think about. We celebrate. Those that celebrate Independence Day, you celebrate white supremacy.
Amen.
You celebrate what they did to our ancestors.
Picnic.
You celebrate what they're doing to us right now.
Picnic.
They stop killing us, y'all. They done got worse. No, they ain't hanging us no more. They killing us now. Come on here, somebody.
Goodness.
They done traded in the sheets for a badge. Come on here, somebody. They done traded in the sheets for a high positional political office. They done traded in. Well, some of them done traded in. They done traded in the white sheets. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So they can be more effective in the White House.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to know what we celebrate.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says no man can serve two masters.
That's
how we
right.
gonna
Amen.
Love God and then take the day out to say, okay, Lord, I'm gonna take this day to celebrate the devil. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
God is saying how?
Mm.
How can you take time to honor something that you hate?
Yeah.
How many know that when you hate the devil, you don't want to celebrate none of his holidays? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And every holiday was instituted by the Roman Catholic Church. They the one that made every holiday legal.
Amen.
Why you think the church is behind telling you celebrate every holiday? Why? Because we want to give honor to whom honor is due. The Bible says obey the laws of the land. Okay, so when do we divide between God's law and man's law? And so we need to make a decision about am I going to obey God or am I going to obey man?
Come on.
I love God. But why am I over here celebrating the devil if I love God? Because I've been instructed by certain people that it's a holiday and I got to, no. We ain't got to give homage to nothing yet. But
right.
But believe me, they working on making it a law. Oh, beloved. Beloved. Malcolm X was so right. Malcolm X was so right, beloved, when he said we've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled. We've been run amok. We've been led astray.
Come on.
No, it ain't funny.
What's
it ain't
the way
funny.
You saying this?
Because let me tell you something. We done got happy in being led astray, run amok,
amen,
bamboozled. We done got content, y'all, because we ain't got nobody teaching us. Ain't no pastors really teaching on this level. They can't say nothing. Why? Because when you done, when they done funded you, you had better not say nothing else. They'll come and shut your ministry down.
Amen.
Yeah, the 501c3, they'll come shut you down. You'll be without. But I thought we supposed to depend on the people of God.
Amen.
I thought we supposed to believe God. I thought that if we preach right, that God said, I would take care of you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I guess I'm crazy then because I believe the word, glory to God. I believe what the word said. The word said, God said, whatever is right, I will what? Pay you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that God still speaks to his people. I believe that God tells people what to sow, when to sow. Hallelujah. I believe that God still speaks to his people by taking care of his true prophets and his true vessels. Hallelujah. Glory. I believe that. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody funding me. Amen. Except for the Holy Spirit of God and God himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God to be able to speak the truth.
Amen.
In boldness and in love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of us, amen, singing the song in the church, talking about, I once was blind, but now I see. No, you still blind. Come on here, somebody. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you ain't left where you at, you still blind. It's going to be sad because a lot of folks going to be left when the rapture hit. And a lot of preachers going to be left. But how many know, glory to God, we ain't going to be left. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give God a shout on that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God tonight, though.
Praise God.
I want to encourage everybody to stay independent.
Amen.
And stay free.
Amen.
Because who the Son set free,
it's free indeed.
Amen.
Come
on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God tonight. Are there any questions?
Yes, it is, sir. I have a question. Who's going to make the 4th of July law? The government?
Yeah.
So the government's going to pass a bill where it has to become law and everybody has to celebrate it?
Yeah. It's certain laws they pass it now. Mm-hmm. Like going to church on a Sunday is going to become a law.
Oh, what type of law that's going to come? That you can't go on a Sunday or you have to go on a Sunday?
That you have to go on a Sunday. It's going to be the one world religion where all of the religions will be under the devil. And so it's going to be a mandate for everybody to go to church.
And so everybody going to have to serve the Lord on a Sunday. Our nomination is going to have to serve
the
Lord
that
on
they
a
will
Sunday.
Be serving would be the Lord Satan on a Sunday. Because it would be under the government rule. And so whoever is worshiping God is going to have to make their worship discreet. Lord have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost.
You lost
That's why it's so
now.
Important.
I got lost.
That's why it's so important to keep up with what's going on. See, everything now is about the New World Order or the One World Order. Everything is going to be under one control, one
Apostle.
Government order.
Apostle?
Yes, Mother.
May I say this? It's already getting in order right now as he speaks.
Wow.
One World Order is getting in order. They're getting in order to do that right now. When you see all the things, that's One World Order. They want to really take the holy man. They want to control your house. They already control the churches. When you see that, said that about the 3-1-C-5, those numbers.
The 501c3.
The governor controlled the churches. So the governor
wow.
tell the churches when to close. Y'all remember
when
to
open?
Used to have all night church?
Yeah. When I was a kid, they did.
They got control of that. They got control
wow.
of it. It's the money thing. It's money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What to preach about, marry the homosexuals. They got a lot to do with all that. So all of it is in the making. It's already.
And you know who run that, right? Mother, you know who run that? You know who run that? The Pope.
3-1-C.
The Pope. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pope called the shots.
Yeah. So when he said
the Pope running down to the president, the Pope is who called all of the clergy together, and the clergy tell the pastors what to do.
Right.
And I said the Pope is the Catholic.
Yeah.
I tell you too,
yeah, the Roman Catholic.
The Roman Catholic.
Okay, can I tell you this too also?
Go ahead, Mother.
Also, they're getting ready for one world order. That's the one nation. Governance going to govern the whole world. You know, like we got presidents in different states. It's going to be one president to govern the whole world. One.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like in Africa and over in Italy. It's going to be one man to govern the whole world. And I believe that's probably going to be the Antichrist.
That is going to be the Antichrist.
So, it's getting in one world order, and this is what he's saying, one world order. We got to abide by the rules.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I will.
Not they'll kill you? Or they'll jail you? Which one?
Well, see, it's not going to come down to that till after the rapture. See, after the rapture, see, after Yahshua come get us, all hell going to break loose. See, the reason why. That the enemy can't, thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. See, the reason why he can't do what he want to do right now is because the Holy Spirit is still in the earth, and he's still controlling. He's holding back the hand of the enemy. He's only allowed the enemy to do so much.
Okay.
But after the Spirit of the Lord leaves, all hell is going to break loose. And let me tell you something. Don't get caught alive or dead without the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you why. Because when God comes, he coming for his spirit. And anybody that don't have his spirit is going to be left here.
Wow.
And let me tell you, you don't want to be left here when the spirit of God ain't here. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says that they going to seek the Lord and not be able to find him. That's what the Bible says. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. There's coming a time, a time, a time. See, everything is on a time now. See, there's going to come a time when people are going to want to receive the Lord and cry out for the Lord, and the Lord not going to be here. When the Holy Spirit leaves, that's it. That's it. When the Lord come for his spirit and the time of the Holy Spirit is up, Lord have mercy. That's when you going to see people cry out for God. But it's going to be too late. Come on here, somebody. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. God is saying, don't let it be too late now. He said, it's getting late in the evening. He says that we're not just on here for nothing. We're on here because somebody needs to come on board the Ark of Safety. Somebody needs to stop playing because playtime is over. God is saying, don't take it lightly what you're hearing. He said, get on board. Come in before the rain hits. Almost. Oh, call y'all out by something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come in before the rain hits. Oh, I don't see no clouds. Everything look good. Come in before the rain hit. I'm going to be so cool. If I be a true prophet of God, if I be a true apostle of God, the rain is going to hit.
Yes.
And everyone that's not in the Ark of Safety is going to drown. Hallelujah. You're going to drown.
Amen.
The Bible says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Revival time is really when souls get saved. And God is saying, now is the time. If you're hearing this right now and you're not in the Ark of Safety, please come into the Ark. The Lord is waiting.
Amen.
And his arms are stretched out. And he's ready to receive you.
Amen.
Because the wrath of the Lord is coming. The wrath of the Lord is coming. And let me tell you something. If you left down here after the rapture, you have to get your head cut off in order to be saved.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says now is the time. They got the guillotine already ready. God help me, Holy Ghost. Woo. They got the guillotine already ready.
Pastor.
Yeah.
What type of team is that?
I said the guillotine. The guillotine is what they used to use in the old Roman days.
To chop
and
your head off.
Off the head.
That's that thing you put your head in and
the
blade come down.
That used to wipe people's head off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might seem like a dumb question, but I didn't know. I'm trying to learn.
Oh, yeah, dog. No, no, no. Nothing is dumb. When you want to know the truth and you don't understand something, by all means. See, dumb is when you act like you know and don't know. Then you don't ask the question. Then when somebody asks you what it is, you don't know. But
right.
The smart thing is what you did just now. Because now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
See, this is grace period, y'all. This is grace period. God's grace. Hallelujah. is extended right now. God's grace. Don't wait. Come now. Come now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get a in that day, after that day comes, he's going to want to die, and they ain't going to be able to die.
That part, mother.
They going to want to die. They going to even tell the rocks, the mountain to fall on them. And the mountains going to
death is going to run from them in that day. Death is going to be running from folks. That's something to think about when death will be running from people on that day.
Hallelujah.
So, Pastor,
that's a scary thing to think about, that even death don't want nothing to do with nobody. Hallelujah. They're like, no, I can't kill you.
So, Pastor, can I ask a question? I think I understand, but I just want to make sure. So, death is so rapid nowadays, it's because he's on his way? Or because Satan's doing it?
Because death still has time to kill. See, death only comes to the unbeliever, not the believer. See, those
right.
who are in Yahshua, we don't die, we sleep. See, death comes to those who are not sealed. Death comes to those who have not made a decision to completely make Yahshua, their Lord and Savior. Death come to those who have not fully committed to God.
Oh, okay.
See, if you got your business straight, death ain't got nothing to do with you.
And so he's just going to cross right on over us.
Remember what the Word of God says? God says, when I see the blood, I cause what? The death angel to pass over you.
Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of God right there. See, the blood is what keeps back the death angel. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Okay, and one more question. I was told that, you know, when you save and you die, you sleep, right? Is it true that everyone that's sleeping with the Lord, that they're going to wake up and see the ones that die or be with them?
Yeah. Everything has a set time. When those clouds, when the Lord himself, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For allowing me to say this. When the Lord himself cracked the sky, we're going to be changed. It's either dead in Christ are going to rise first. Those who died in him are going to rise first. And then those of us who remain are going to be changed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody need to shout on that right there, because I just got a vision of that. Hallelujah. That's going to be a shouting occasion. He's going to be shouting. Amen. Then the dead in Christ going to be shouting, and then we're going to be shouting. A whole lot of shouting going to be going on. Hallelujah. I don't know how folks talk about, I don't believe in all that shouting. But God believes in shouting. When he comes, he's going to come shouting. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 You know what just hit my spirit, y'all? Can I say this to y'all? The Lord just shared something with me so awesome. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
My spirit was saying, Lord, what are you going to be shouting when you crack the sky? And that just heard in my spirit, come up hither. Come up hither. Come up hither. Hallelujah. God is going to tell us to come up with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything is in him going to get up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you got loved ones that done went on, amen, start praising God, amen, because they ain't dead. They just sleeping. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's why he said, what to be absent from the body is to be present
it's
with
be
the Lord.
Be present with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah. Oh, wow. Now, that's amazing.
Yep,
let me tell you, child of God, amen, if there's ever a time to shout, it's right now. Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, beloved, but I'm starting to get happy right now. I got my ticket. Come on, hear somebody. I know what my mama was talking about when she said, I got my ticket. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get on board. Come on, hear somebody.
I got my ticket.
Hallelujah. And I'm ready, glory to God. I got my ticket, glory to God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got my ticket. Come on here, somebody.
I got my ticket.
And I'm ready to ride whenever he called me. Come on here, somebody.
I'm ready to ride whenever he called me. Amen. Wow.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God tonight. I don't even know how we got here, glory to God. But hallelujah, glory to God. I'm so glad we're here, glory to God, hallelujah. I want to bless the Lord tonight because he is the one that has set us free. Come on here, somebody. Free,
yeah.
Glory to God. Free.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout for freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give God praise tonight. Come on, lift your hands
Hallelujah.
And just love on him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
One more question, and then I'm really, really dead. But this is mind-boggling. Okay, you said that they're going to make the law where we have to celebrate Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
And those that refuses, what's going to happen to them?
Well, they're going to make it a law after the Spirit of God is no longer in the earth.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once he leaves, pulls his Spirit out the earth and take his people, that's going to take place.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, I wouldn't care because I'd be gone with the Lord then.
Exactly. Yeah.
They can do what they want. Come on here, somebody.
They can do what they want then. Wow.
People trying to fit in. People don't want to leave here. But let me tell you something, hallelujah. I want to leave, glory to God. When the time is right, when the time is called for me to leave, to be with the Lord, I want to make sure I don't miss my appointment. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we all got one, whether we like it or not.
Amen. But you know what? That's why they're trying to get Chip. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for allowing me to put this in here. That's why they're trying to be chipped. They're trying to close because they don't want to meet their judgment. Come on here, somebody. They don't want to meet that. Because they know they got to pay for their sins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But how many know that you can't get out of your ordained? Even the devil can't get out of his appointment. He got an appointment with death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shadow of Osando. Even the enemy got an appointment with death. Come on here, somebody.
Well, I hope somebody extradite his appointment. Because I'm tired of him. They need to speak for him.
Everything has a time. Daughter, see, everything is in the hands of time.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says there's a time, but there's a time to die. There's a time to live, Lord God. There's a time to die. See, everything is in the hands of time.
Amen. Right.
And nothing can go ahead of time. Nothing can go before time. But everything has to fit with time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Everybody had it on the point of time.
Mm-hmm. Come on and give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So do everybody understand Independence Day is 4th of July a little better now?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you know what? Detail in my spirit, now that I'm sitting here and I'm meditating on it and thinking about it, I always sort of kind of had an issue with the 4th of July because detail in my, I guess my spirit, I don't know what it was, I used to always say, that's Satan's holiday. You know, because, you know, people use those fireworks as a disguise to go out and shoot those real guns and kill people.
Exactly.
I was just telling my daughter, because she asked me what do fireworks represent. I said they light the fireworks to remember the gunshots. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's a part of their ritual.
That's what I
for
said. Because I always say, now I raised boys, and you know males, they always wanted those things. I didn't buy them, but their father did. You know, or their uncles. They was always available for them and around them, and they used to burn me up. And I used to say, you know what? That's Satan's holiday. You know.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Amen.
But
we're
going
to get into holidays and how every holiday is designed to keep us plugged into the system.
Exactly, because I was telling my daughter-in-law, I was like, every month there's a holiday to keep money in the white man's pocket. You can't afford every holiday. Like I
For
said,
real.
You know, I cooked today, but I didn't go out my way. I cooked a regular Sunday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you got to eat whether it's a holiday or not.
Amen.
You know,
let me share something else with you, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share something that the Lord put in my spirit, too, on that, too. He said July 4th, is their memorial for what they did to our ancestors and to us. Just like Thanksgiving is the memorial that they celebrate for what they did to the Indians.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all caught that.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They are low down and dirty. Wow.
I was just telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't wait for them to get what's coming to them.
Me either. But you know what? They never did tell us the true history. But when you get older, when you grow up and you get older and you start seeing things and start figuring out things, you have a concept or idea of what really happened. But you're right. They never told us the true history, the true truth, you know?
I used to wonder why I never liked any other holidays. I never liked none of the holidays. I really hated Halloween.
I didn't
like Easter. And I didn't like Christmas. I didn't like 4th of July. And then, like, when I was really like, why you don't like that? I just don't.
Yeah, that's
something
just like
that
me with the 4th of July. I never liked it then. You know, like, my family, they all gone. They like, you coming? Nope. I'm going to stay here. Well, why you going to stay here? You never want to go nowhere. I'm going to stay here and continue with my Bible lesson, my Bible class.
Amen. Praise God.
Come on in, Elder.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for tuning me in. Enlighten me on the 4th of July.
You're welcome.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that word on today. Amen. Let me share another lie that we've been told.
Ooh.
Praise God. And it's a big controversy about this word. I got a show we do on Sundays. I ain't been doing it lately, but I wanted to bring up words. They got us debating amongst each other about one particular word, and they've lied to us about the origin of this word. Now I'm gonna quote Jesus on this. Jesus said, "You have been told that it was written." That's the quote. "You have been told that it was written that the word N-I-G-G-E-R means a lazy, sorry, ignorant, dumb person. The word nigger." This is what we were told. If you look up nigger in the word in the Webster Dictionary, that's the definition you're going to get. When you look it up online and Google it, it says it's a derogatory term to black people. That is a lie that they told us. If you look up, if you take out one G, if you take out one G out the word nigger, it's N-I-G-E-R. There are two countries in Africa that one of them is spelled N-I-G-E-R, and the other one is Nigeria. Y'all, we all heard of Nigeria, but there's another country, and it's a pretty big country, and it's spelled N-I-G-E-R. Now, this is where we begin to get offended.
Niger.
When the white man came over there and stole, well, they didn't steal us. We got to be honest with ourselves. Our people sold some of our ancestors to the white man. Okay, that did happen.
True, they did.
But the white man was the way this started was the white man was, you might want to say, confused about where these particular slaves came from, and he said, "Y'all came from nigger," and they said, "No, we didn't come from nigger. We came from Nigeria, or we came from this other country." And you know how territorial we are. We still territorial to this day. You better not tell them from the north side, they from the south side. You better not tell nobody from the east side, they from the west side. So these people took offense to you calling me a nigger, and I'm not from there. So the white man took the word nigger and said, "This word means this." When it really didn't mean that, it really meant a particular race, a particular culture of people, a country that's in Africa. So if they tell us this is offensive, this word means that you're lazy. This word means that you're trifling. This word means that you're dumb. This word means that you're stupid. And now we got people like Oprah and Jay-Z all on TV arguing, should we use the word nigger? No, we shouldn't use the word nigger. The word nigger means this. The white man used the word nigger for this. But the whole thing is they got us arguing about a word that don't even mean what they told us it means. Praise God. I brought that
because
up to say, what else are we arguing on? Let me say this real quick. That makes me wonder, what else are we arguing amongst ourselves about that they have lied to us about? That's irrelevant.
Wow.
It's irrelevant.
Amen.
And we're arguing about it. And the truth is, some of us came from that country. Some of us didn't. The ones that didn't got offended. And that makes me wonder, is that why a lot of black people today still say, "What's up, my niggas?" Because it's in our lineage. It's in our lineage.
You know what? Yeah. But you know what, Elder? That's a good point, brother. But you know what? That word only fit us. Have you noticed that? When other races try to use it, it don't fit them.
It seems weird.
Right now, Elder. What's up, my nigga? See, the reason why is because the word means king or God.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
that's the translation.
Nigga, it means king or God. And there was a white boy, a little white boy, he was having a spelling bee. And it was funny, too, because he had got down to the last word, and the last word was nigga. And they had to spell it and give the meaning of it. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah,
yes,
we listen.
When the little boy got ready to spell it, Elder, they said, how you spell it? He started sweating. And then when he had to give a meaning, he looked out in the audience to his parents as if to say, is it okay for me to say this? But he has to say it in order to win the spelling bee.
Exactly.
And so he said, nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And it means king or God. And do you know that the white folks' faces in there drop like, their mouth was like
they saw a ghost.
Because he was looking at his parents like, should I say this? You know, is it okay?
You know what? That's so strange because, you know, I moved to a new area. I've been over here about 4 months now. And about three houses over from my house, it's a white family that stays there. Well, she's an elderly white woman and her husband and her daughter. So, you know, she lives a couple of inches. Well, she lives right there by the mailboxes. Alberta know how the mailboxes are out here in Sandcastle and Palmdale. They're like community boxes, you know. And when I go there to get the mail, as you know, we speak to each other and conversate for a brief minute. Oh, she stopped me and she asked me. She was like, you know what, could I ask you a question and you not get offended? I said, sure. You know, why not? And she said, no, I better not. I said, no, you got me curious. No, I said, you know, I don't want to walk away wondering what you were going to ask me, so just ask me. She asked me why black people get offended when you call them a nigger. I said, you know what? They don't get offended when each other call each other a nigger. They get offended when white people call them a nigger. And she said, why? I said, because it's offensive to them. I said, but you know what? That's all I know. I said, you know, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm a Negro. And I said, all right, y'all have a good day. And I walked away because, you know, I didn't want to keep elaborating on the conversation because I don't know why they, to be honest, up until a minute ago, I didn't know why they addressed each other as niggas anyway. I'm like, wow. So now I know.
Why you think they stopped us from saying it? Because they knew eventually somebody was going to discover the true meaning of the word and the true origin, which go back to Kemet. There is Negos.
I didn't know that until right now, until Brother Andre spoke on that. There are different kinds of meanings
to the word.
You know what?
They say, well, according to how you say it.
But you know what? Your boss
has to do with more than one black. So that's King Cruel.
When I grew up as a young lady and as a young child, somebody told me that nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, was a piece of wood. in the Webster Dictionary. Am I right? I just looked at him and kept, I'm like, well, what you telling me for? Because it didn't interest me.
Webster was a white man. The white
man
wrote
dictionary. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It is a white man printed the Webster Dictionary.
That's why when you go back
and
watch
know
the Malcolm X movie, you see where Malcolm X was taught. When you go through the dictionary, how they made the word white pure and decent, and
the
word white
bad.
And black was bad, like mud and nasty and evil.
Dirty.
And black. Yeah. And in
and
the same,
that's why we can't believe nothing. You know what? I'm going to look it up in the dictionary. The dictionary is not always right.
Exactly.
So you got to keep in mind who wrote it.
And they have a tendency to use their interpretation on what they want is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why there's only one true book that's ever been written. It's a true, accurate word is the Bible.
Well,
but even the
Bible
instructed by God.
In its original intent, the Bible was pure, but it got unpure through the different versions. Now, the purest version of the Bible go back to Kemet, the Coptic Bible. But after the Coptic Bible, then all the other different versions came about when they raided the temple, when the Greeks went in and raided the temples of Kemet. They burned down all the literature, and they got what they could out of it that they wanted for themselves. And when it came to the holy books, they went in and rewrote the holy books. And they abstracted what they wanted to take and then left out what they didn't want us to know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So y'all still here. That's the name Bible. The word Bible means biblios. It means many books composed into one. But we're not getting the whole story of no story. So that means you have to look further to hear the whole story. There were certain things King James then won't put in the Bible. That's why it's a version. His version of the story.
Oh, okay.
How many of you know that there's a Bible called the J Bible?
Never heard of it.
It's a homosexual Bible, and it got a rainbow as the cover.
You know what? I was just wow. You read my mind, Pastor Corey. I just was gonna ask, does the homosexual, do they have their own Bibles?
Yeah. It's called the, thank you, Father. It's called the Queen James Bible.
Amen.
So they turned the king into a queen. So it's called the Queen James.
Yeah, you know what? It totally endorses
homosexuality. Listen. It totally endorses homosexuality. It didn't even say that Yahshua was gay. That's why he had 12 disciples.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a verse in...
Now, if I'm lying, look, somebody Google, right now, somebody Google the Queen James Bible and watch what come up. And I wonder if a lot of preachers aren't preaching out of that too, glory to God, hallelujah.
That's the whole thing. They using the Bible.
You heard about that big riot they just had last night? And Los Angeles?
No,
wow.
Okay, the Queen James Bible was published on November the 7th, 2012.
Wow.
It's only rated a 1.1 out of 5. bless the Lord. Let me see. Let me click on it and see what it's saying. Yeah, it's got a cross, and the cross is a rainbow.
Wow.
And it says, hard-hitting five-part series that exposes lies, deception, and scriptural distortions of the uninspired, misguided Queen James Bible. Oh,
wow.
No, that's somebody exposing the Queen James Bible. It's as blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Queen James Bible for gays. Yeah, that's what it says.
Wow.
Queen James
wow.
Bible for gays.
Okay, yeah. Get a gag of this, Pastor. Well, they call him a transvax stack or whatever. They had to spy for females on Wilshire Boulevard. Like Wilshire going towards Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in there and went to the this spy was designed for females only. He decides to go in there and unrobe himself and get dressed and go in there where the females was at. And some lady spoke on it, and she went and got the manager and asked the manager to have him removed because this, it was a invasion of privacy. It was designated and designed for females only, and would give him the right to come in there showing his genitals and his private parts. And she refused to ask him to leave, talking about he had the right to be there as much as the females did. And the ruckus, it went down. So the lady was videotaping it with her phone, and when she left, she got heated, and then she left. She got some few females that was in there with her to leave with her, and they posted it on the net. And they, the gays, the lesbos, well, I call them what the he-she's. Lord help me, Jesus. On the internet too, but they arranged a protest. So they had the normal females on one side of the street protesting. They had the he-she's, the gays, or whatever they want to call them, on the other street, and it led into a big old fight. I was like, wow, these people done lost it.
But just because we're in the last days, daughter, amen.
Exactly.
This is all wicked.
It is wicked.
And the sad thing is that the church is participating.
Uh-huh.
And ain't nobody saying nothing. Those of us who are straight need to really say something.
But you know what? They're giving them all these rights and letting them do what they want to do, because what it all boils down to is about that money.
But ain't no amount of money worth going to hell over. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But they don't get it.
In the Bible, sometimes God would tell the prophet, don't take that offer. Don't take that money.
Yeah, because they know our money is good money.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan has his money. People don't understand that.
That's how Elijah, honor bearer, got leprosy from Naaman. Because they were sacrificed to idols. And he offered them clothing and all kind of stuff. And Elijah wouldn't take it because the Lord told him don't take it. But then Gehazi his armor bearer went back behind him and told Naaman that he was going to take it in his stead. Talking about the Lord had sent him. The minute he took it, he went back in Elijah's presence and he said, "Did not you know that my spirit went with you when you left? Did not you know that the anointing of God, that though my life followed you, I know when you went, I know what you did." Hallelujah. So he was totally out of pocket. Because if his master didn't take it, he was supposed to take it.
Amen.
So Elijah told him, he said, "If you took it, the leprosy that was on Naaman is going to be on you and
it's
your children.
Him.
Uh-huh. For generation to generation."
Wow. Yep.
So that caused him. He took it, but it cost him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I say all money ain't good money. When the Lord said don't take something, amen, glory to God, we have to not take it, shut our hands. I mean, no, I can't take it. If God said don't take it, I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I only want what God wants for me to have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on back in, Elder.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for his knowledge. Hallelujah, on today. Praise God. That's why it's important to be up under a minister, amen, that has revelation knowledge rather than book knowledge. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, because remember, Jesus said, you have been told what was written. Hallelujah, praise God. That the Pharisees couldn't understand that because we only going by what's written. Hallelujah, praise God, but it's deeper. It's deeper than what's written. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why they didn't know who Jesus was. Hallelujah. He fit all the criteria, but he didn't come in the form they thought he was going to come. They thought he was going to come in the form of a prince coming out of a palace. Hallelujah. Praise God. If Peter didn't have revelation knowledge, he wouldn't have known that was Jesus. That's why Jesus told him, the Father revealed this to you, not flesh and blood. In other words, you didn't learn this from no man. You couldn't have. This is straight revelation knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the revelation
Amen.
Knowledge today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We got to stop fighting
Amen.
Amongst each other as black people. We got to stop fighting amongst each other as children of God. Hallelujah, and we have to put on a united front against the enemy. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, a united front against the enemy. And the only way we can do that is to have the knowledge. Hallelujah, amen, that the enemy got us fighting against ourselves. Praise God, because he knows what Jesus said is true, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Bless the Lord
Amen.
On today. Hallelujah. We
Bless
thank God
the
for the apostle on today. We thank God for the spiritual independence. Hallelujah. Praise God. To be made free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the truth is what sets us free. Hallelujah. Free mentally. Hallelujah. Somebody might say, well, the apostle said we got to take it back. How are we going to take it back? Mentally. This is a mental battle that you've got to fight against everything you've been taught your entire life. Hallelujah. Look how old some of us are. Praise God. This is what we've been told our entire lives, and now we got to believe something different. Hallelujah. Because we've been fed the lie for so long. Praise God. We got to fight to believe the truth. Praise God that we are children of the Most High God. Our history doesn't start with slavery. Hallelujah, praise God. Our history don't even start in Africa. Our history starts in heaven. Hallelujah, we were sent by God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, and we got to get that in our spirits. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Let's go to the throne of grace for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave him, amen. We thank you for the knowledge, hallelujah, that you have dropped into our spirits tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, on the works, the true works of the enemy. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you that you have revealed the truth to us throughout the lives. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you for it. Continue to strengthen the man of God. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the word. We thank the Lord for the revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The enemy has been lying, and it's about time we take our positions of authority back in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What's that old song? Satan, I'm about to tear your kingdom down. Praise God. Amen. We need to get our sledgehammers together. Hallelujah. And start tearing some things down. Praise God. Hallelujah. And build up the kingdom of God. Thank the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody to get your seed in the ground. If you ain't sowed it, amen, get it sowed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God, amen, we'll bless you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. That's in the word. He will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God that he can go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Elder. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Somebody give God another shout for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Are all minds clear right now?
Amen.
Nobody have any questions? If nobody has any questions, then we're going to close it out. Father, we thank you, Father, for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Father, for independence in you, O God. Thank you for setting us free. We thank you, bound by anything, anyone, no one's opinions, attitude, anything, God, that will keep us from taking that next level, that next step in you. Father, we give you praise and glory tonight. Lord, thank you for revealing your truth, God, to us about this satanic religious holiday called 4th of July. Father, we thank you that the July will not be able to stick in our spirit, because we speak the truth over that lie. We said God, we thank you tonight. And we give you praise, God. Bless our neighbors tonight, all over the land or country, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We give you praise. What I say unto one,
I said it to one.
I say unto all.
I said to all.
Watch.
What?
And pray.
And pray.
Every day.
Say
neighbor.
I love you.
And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Someone give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Everyone be blessed tonight and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Good night.
Amen, amen.
We got the break, just to make it today. I said we pray. showcase the man and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember the young them known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the earth of Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Must. Yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I didn't know you go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. freed me forever. But one day, he's coming back.
Oh, y'all don't know this.
Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came. Been far away. Well, then riding, he justified. Freed me forever.
Yeah.
out of here. Let's slow it down a little bit.
Jesus. I love you. Let me hear you say, spend
my own way with you.
Do you love him in here? Do you love him?
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel spare all things.
Y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's where you'll meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body.
Yes, sir.
When the pain just won't leave my soul.
This is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees. The same Jesus, please.
Call them.
There's a blessing in the song.
I need a witness in
here. Help me sing it. There's a blessing in the song.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need. Family.
When I cannot see the love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops fall.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing.
Here we go.